And as our usual bad habit, each and every morning, we like to let you know things that are going on in and around the area and in our community. And Cindy Ampey joining us here. She's the director with the Women's and Children's Center, Marquette General Health Systems. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our humble little world. You've heard this in the morning, obviously, from
time to time.
So you know,
I have.
We're pretty harmless around here. But you do have something coming up here, obviously, that you want to get the word out. So let's just start with the obvious and what you have for folks to know about.
Okay. March is Parenting Awareness Month. It is part of the initiative that was started back in 1993 with the Parenting Awareness Michigan. So it's just an opportunity for us to really focus on how to keep our children healthy and drug-free. So at Marquette General, we are offering several different free events during March. The first one starting tomorrow. And it's stretching your family dollars. It's a two-week session. It's a brown bag lunch. You can come for both of them or one of them, but just ideas on how to make our little bit of funds that we have available these days stretch a little bit longer and keep our children healthy. Another one that we're offering is 10 Steps to Positive Discipline. And this is for parents, caregivers, anybody really that works with children. So lots of ideas on how to work with children and learn more about ways that we can discipline them positively. We also have a family and friends CPR class. This is for anybody, parents, anybody that takes care of children, babysitters, as long as they're 12 years old. And a new one for us is a baby signs parent workshop. And most of us know sometimes how frustrating it is with our little infants that can't talk to us. So this is teaching some practical ways, simple ways to sign with our infants while they're pre-vocal.
Now, the neat opportunity here for folks, obviously, is because, and we've talked about this at length here on the program, there's no handbook, there's no guidebook, there's no roadmap. I mean, when you're thrown into parenthood, you're thrown into parenthood. And not only is this information, I'm assuming this is also a great way to find some support, too.
It is. A lot of parents connect with each other, find out that they have things in common and, you know, what worked for me, what didn't work. And so the classes are free. Many of the classes you can purchase some materials to take home with you so you can learn more about them.
When you look at these kind of activities and you see that the parents have a chance to sort of have this networking opportunity, how important do you think that is for them? And what are maybe some feedback that you've heard that they say that, gee, I had a chance to at least learn something that I didn't know at the time?
Well, you know, oftentimes I think the biggest thing for us is to connect with parents and find out how to get this information to them with, you know, people becoming more dependent on the internet. That's one of the things we can tell them, how you can go on the internet, find good resources, which are the ones that you want to look at, which are the ones you want to stay away from.
Now, a lot of people are going to hear this and think that it's for the young parent because they're the ones that don't really have an idea what's going on. I can tell you with someone who has a freshman in high school and a sixth grader, I still don't have a clue what's going on. This is for parents of kids really of all ages.
It is, and it's also for grandparents because how it's so important that grandparents understand how you are raising your children so they can support you and not undermine the things that you're really trying to do. So it's for teachers. For the adolescents, I think it's just so important to find out how their brains are developing and really understand, you know, the off-the-wall comments that they're making and where that's all coming from.
Over the course of the last several years, these activities have really kind of taken off. I mean, the awareness side of things, the classes and everything, the information are great, but the awareness of the fact that, like I said earlier, there is no blueprint, no diagram, no nothing. We really are finding out that there are a lot of helpful things out there, your services included.
Yes, we do some of our services at the hospital. Some of them we can provide in the schools or at some other venue where we can really focus on getting maybe some internationally known speakers in and target a huge audience of parents.
I like the fact that it is parenting awareness, but you are talking teachers and grandparents, even neighbors to a certain degree,
yes.
Because the whole it takes a village type approach to a certain degree, whether you believe in that or not, is true. It does take everybody because so many people are influential on our kids.
It's very true. And now, you know, we have many families that aren't traditional mom, dad, and child. There are lots of women or men who have children of their own, grandchildren that they're helping raise, parents that they're helping take care of. So it really does focus on a huge variety of people that are helping raise our children.
Also with that, there must be a variety of programs that you make available, and it must be somewhat of, maybe not a challenge, but at least, you know, coming up with the right mix must be a bit of an effort.
Yes, and like I said, with the it's just difficult now, or just finding a way to get all of our information out to the families. And, you know, many families are just use the computer so much. Mm-hmm. I know a lot still listen to the radio, but just to get everybody, let everybody be aware of what we're offering. And, you know, these classes are free, and so it's just really nice to take advantage of them.
Well, let's take advantage of the fact that you're here. These are happening when? What are they? And tell folks first what that's all about, and then we'll tell them how to find out more. What are the classes here as we start off March?
The classes that we're offering are Stretching Your Family Dollars, 10 Steps to Positive Discipline, Family and Friends CPR, and Family and Friends CPR goes on all year long. It's not just during the month of March. Baby Signs Parent Workshop, this is a new one that we're starting, which we're also going to continue through the year. Surviving Your Adolescence, we do that periodically during the year.
And that's not just true of the adolescent either.
And Child Passenger Safety Events, our next one is in May at TKO Automotive, and we have those periodically through the year too. And actually, we have a lot of grandparents that come because they, you know, are traveling with their grandchildren, helping mm-hmm. them get to events. So that's a really great opportunity to make sure your children are safe.
Now, you mentioned one of these is actually beginning tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Stretching Your Family Dollars begins tomorrow.
And that's
Brown
from,
Bag Lunch.
From when to when and where is the most important part.
It's at Marquette General Hospital, and it starts at 12:15. And to register for this, call 906-225-3081.